It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why.
With sustainable solutions and new pioneers.
How can you go wrong?
How could you go wrong with Kermit as your intro? No pressure, but you're following Kermit the Frog.
That's a lot of pressure.
Just saying.
Well, thank you for the intro. It's a great way to kick off the day. Thankfully, I had nothing catastrophic. I'm just running a little behind. So thank you for your patience, Heidi, and everyone.
Not a problem. And you're on, what, 2 cups of coffee?
Actually, no, I'm not a big coffee person. I'm more tea.
Okay.
I just run at a high energy.
Okay, okay. You'll have to share some with me sometime.
Sustainability. I'll share those tips.
Okay. So now you have taken over New Pioneers from Whitney.
Correct.
We miss Whitney.
We do.
Yes. Such a high energy person.
Amen.
Yes. And very fun. But we wish her the best of luck and giving her some time to rejuvenate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I've been in contact with her. She's been very supportive throughout the transition and I think is just enjoying a little bit of peace and quiet, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. She wanted some time to rejuvenate, spend time with her family. So that's what she's doing, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And you are taking over New Pioneers. And that means sustainable solutions here at The Rocket.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited to be able to join you once a month to keep up this segment. Next time I'll be on time, I promise.
Now, as with following Kermit the Frog, going green, what do you got for us today?
Going green. Well, today I wanted to promote another event that we have coming up and share some fun facts. You know, it's a perfect day to be on The Rocket. Because we have Space Night coming up.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
We are so excited. We are hosting Space Night for the second annual year. We had it last year and it was an absolute ball. So we are going to do it all again. It's actually going to be this Friday, August 11th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Idle Hour Park in Springfield. Now, pay attention if you're going to join us. We are actually going to gather on the other side of the park this year, so near the Walnut Street entrance. But it's going to be a great time. We'll have some activities, a presentation, of course, stargazing, and the opportunity to look through a telescope.
So anything like this going on, you'll be watching all the stars and space and... And the best thing about it is you'll be telling people what they're seeing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You never know what we're going to see. But one thing we do know is that we will be gazing at the skies during the height of the Perseid meteor shower.
Now, for those of us who don't know what that is, Whitney explained it to me last year.
Yes.
But for those of us who knew but forgot, could you refresh our memories?
I would just love to. I had to do a little bit of my own research. You know, we have some help with this program with some friends, especially Seth Thompson, who will be leading our efforts, who worked with New Pioneers and is currently a student at the University of Kentucky studying all things space. Mm-hmm. So he's our resident expert. But as I've been kind of doing some of my own research and learning about the Perseid meteor shower, I learned that there are many meteor showers all throughout the year that peak in all different months for folks to be able to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Perseid meteor shower is named such because it comes in the general direction of the constellation Perseus.
Okay.
So that's why it's named that. But meteors are so fascinating. Do you know about meteors, Heidi?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, some. They're probably like, the basic.
They're like space rocks, right? That's kind of what everybody calls them.
Yeah.
But they're sometimes as small as a grain of sand and can travel up to 130,000 miles per hour when they enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Wow.
And we kind of see them as those fiery balls in the sky, almost like shooting stars, because they burn up when they hit the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So when they're in the sky, they're called meteors, but when they hit the atmosphere, oh, my bad, I'm still learning. When they're in space, they're called meteoroids.
Ooh.
But when they hit the atmosphere, we call them meteors.
Okay.
And then actually, sometimes they hit the ground, I'm sure you know. I haven't found any, but apparently it's not that difficult to look. NASA has a great page all about finding meteorites on Earth. So then they're called meteorites. So there's a whole vocabulary, but I'm just excited to be able to look up in the sky on Friday and see some of these meteors burning through the sky.
Now, what makes this one so special that you're watching this one and not one of the others?
Well, we're excited to host this one around the same time of the year. We think it's a good time as folks are gearing up to head back to school. Some folks are already in school. It'll be fun. So it just peaks during this weekend, so it's a good window for us. And this year, the Perseid meteor shower is going to be extra special because the moon has kind of lower visibility for this weekend.
Uh-huh.
So we're expecting to see a lot more.
You can see it better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's one that you can count on as opposed to other ones don't really follow a schedule.
Well, you know, I looked it up and it looks like some of the other ones do.
Really?
Yes. And maybe we'll hear more from Seth when we're at our event on Friday about the schedule of some of the other ones. But it is exciting when you can kind of look up and see when it peaks, because sometimes the windows are really big, but you may not see anything.
Right.
You know, if it's on a day that it's not going to be high visibility.
I thought meteorites were the remains of something that had hit, space rocks that had hit each other. So I wouldn't have thought that they followed a schedule, because that doesn't really happen very often. It's not like rocks going, okay, we need to hit each other around 2:00. So, you know, we've got a schedule to follow here.
We got to be ready.
Right.
I know it has been interesting as I've done some research. And I'm thinking maybe Seth could enlighten us a little bit more.
Okay.
I should have brought him with me. Maybe next time. But in my research, it kind of looked like they do follow, you know, kind of a rough schedule.
Right.
And there are certain windows of time, sometimes, again, big windows that we can expect to see.
Now, do we know about how long that window is going to be open where you can see the Perseid experience?
So we're gathering on Friday. I know that through Sunday of this weekend is expected to kind of be the peak days of this cycle.
Oh, so last days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it may... I do think that kind of that peak window is this weekend, so we are certainly in luck. But if you see any more on other days, you'll have to let us know.
Okay, so again, the event is?
The event is Space Night. It's going to be this Friday, August 11th, from 8 to 11 p.m. in Idlehour Park in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And families are welcome. All ages are welcome. We're going to have activities for the littles, for the mids, and for the olders. We encourage you to bring a chair. If you'd like, we have some space snacks and space-themed drinks.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Okay. And do they need to bring anything with them? Like, how much will things be?
Everything will be free. We will be accepting donations, but it's a free event entirely for everyone's enjoyment. Again, we recommend bringing a chair. We'll have some picnic tables and things, but it got a little crowded last year, and when we go to kind of view things through the telescope, there won't be as much seating there. So definitely bring a chair if you'd like, and just bring an open mind and some excitement about space. We want to hear your interest, too.
Ooh, and maybe some bug spray, because this is outside.
That is true. This is outside.
Yeah.
You may want to bring some bug spray.
Right. Or citronella candles, you know, the kind that are in the buckets.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll help more than one person.
Absolutely. I was going to say, there you go. It's a community.
Yeah. All right. So I think you did a really great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're excited for this event, and it's been exciting to jump into
it work. It sounds with new really partners. Like it's going to be a really great time.
Yes, I think so. We're excited to partner with Springfield Tourism and, of course, Seth. So it's going to be great.
All right. So that's this Friday. Again, what time does it start?
It starts at 8:00 p.m.
All right. Well, enjoy. And Julia, it's really nice been having it. It's really... I can't even talk straight. I'm so excited.
Words.
Yeah, exactly. I talk for a living. It's not going too well right now. It's been great having you this morning, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
On Sustainable Solutions.
We'll see y'all then.
You got the rocket at 102.7 WOKH.